Welcome to The Luminary Soul. Not just a podcast, but a sanctuary where we stir the soul, share spiritual wisdom, and ignite the spark of inspiration within you. Join us as we embark on our shared journey of self-discovery, exploring consciousness, spiritual evolution, and the boundless depths of our being. Through reflections, dialogues, and immersive healing sessions for us to awaken our true essence. Together, let's chart our course towards our luminous higher path and purpose. I'm your host, Simran Gole. Let the journey begin. Welcome to the first episode of The Luminary Soul. I'm so excited to reconnect with you, particularly for all of you who have been loyal followers of mine and my work. For the past 18 months, I really have been refining some things and just really letting the evolution of my body of work to really take shape and unfold and adapt to this changing world. And also with a lot of the transformations that have been coinciding with my body of work changing with my personal life. And this has just been a really huge and eye-opening period of reflection that has just been so valuable. And although this podcast is going to naturally evolve, especially for those of you who know how I roll, just because change and growth are really intrinsic to my essence, as it is with a lot of people who really vibe with me. And so overall, I wanted to take this episode to really outline what you can anticipate from the Luminary Soul. So every episode is going to be structured pretty much like this. You know, each season is going to concentrate on a central theme, and each episode is going to have a variety of experiences. Some episodes are going to feature me just sharing personal stories and insights. Others are going to offer healing sessions with embodiment, energy coaching, sound healing, and the like, just to harmonize some processes and to help you really reconnect with yourself and crystallize some of the transformative energies. And then we will also host conversations with other luminaries discussing their journeys and their contributions. So that'll be really exciting as well. And ultimately, I just aim to provide something for everyone, irrespective of where you are in your journey, so you can have time to dedicate to supporting your progress towards a purposeful life. At its core, Luminary Soul is just designed to help you, a creative, a mystic, a seeker, if you're feeling stagnant, just to return to your true self. It's about remembering and harnessing your innate abilities, enabling you to confidently step into your purpose and make a profound impact on the world around you. You know, the world is changing. Things are shifting. Things are a little rough right now, societally, as old paradigms are radically collapsing. I mean, we've been in this phase of old paradigm shifting for the past 5 or 6 years now, but it seems to really be reaching that critical mass state where things are just feeling really dense, sticky, icky, ill, just ill vibes lately. A lot of us are questioning, you know, myself included during this time. A lot of us are rethinking things, reorienting. It's a wild ride. And I want to help bring some, at least some semblance of stability and peace there, of clarity. And so I'm excited to really bring that and really be real about kind of just the density that a lot of us are feeling right now, including myself, and I'm sure you are too. So Each episode, we will drop into soul state. Soul state is just that sense of energetic fullness, richness, density, it in a good way. Your energetic field in the aspects that exist in all dimensions, it's that brightest aspect of your soul that's connected to your highest path, your highest purpose, and all the possibilities. This is that state of peak luminosity. And so with that, let's dive into soul state together. Take a deep breath and let's begin. If you feel led to move your body or sit still, give yourself permission to do whichever you're led. Setting the intention for your soul to fully arrive in your body, whatever that looks and feels like for you. If you're able to, visualize a prismatic technicolor beam of light moving through the top of your head, through your body, and then expanding out from the middle of your chest, out into the world around you. Or feeling into any tension in your body and letting it melt, creating space for your soul to arrive. Take another breath and bring yourself back. Welcome back. If you're new to my work, please know that I am all about truth and authenticity. I like to talk about real life and real issues. If you are hopping on this podcast and expecting a good vibes only, love and light type of podcast, this is definitely not going to be one of those spaces. We talk about things of a spiritual nature, but I'm not a big proponent of using spiritual practices and our gifts as a means to practice escapism from reality. I'm excited because with everything changing, especially on the social media landscape, it's really important for me to have the space to talk about things in a way that you just can't talk about on places like Instagram, YouTube, and the like. And overall, I want this podcast to help you get super clear about your purpose and to help you when you need help realigning with your energy and your own innate guidance system. So what am I talking about when I mention the luminary soul? What do I mean by that? Let's talk about it. Each of us has a unique energetic blueprint that encompasses our innate gifts and purpose in this lifetime. That's pretty much been the cornerstone of my work in its current iteration and also in its past iteration. But when I talk about the luminary soul, the illuminated aspects of that is when you really know yourself and have the awareness to really listen to that inner guidance, and not only just listen to it and hear it, but to embody it and actually crystallize that in its reality, versus seeking external validation all the time or living in suppression of our fear based on who you were conditioned to be by society and your caregivers growing up. A luminary is defined simply as a person who inspires or influences others. I believe that if you have an innate calling to know yourself at soul level identity and to hone those gifts and service to the world, you are a luminary. It doesn't matter if you aren't trying to be a big name on social media or even the next great thought leader, you are a luminary. You can be a luminary to your friends, your family, your community, and that matters a great deal, if not even a greater deal, than having 100,000 followers on social media, on Instagram, or a million YouTube subscribers. Your soul blueprint is where all the creation codes of possibility live for you to embody that aspect of yourself. It is the highest, most aligned iteration of you. So when I talk about your luminary soul, that is what I mean. It's the commitment to really experimenting with the aspects of your soul, connecting to your soul blueprint to access your divine truth, and to then take action on your intuitive guidance system. In this next episode, I'm going to talk more in depth about this new body of work that I've been cooking up over the last 18 months and to help you get in touch with your soul field and your divine gifts and all that goodness. In most episodes, I'm going to share with you a soul spark prop to sit with. Soul sparks are little prompts that you can journal or meditate on to help integrate each episode topic. So for this week's soul spark prompt, I want you to think about a time when you were seriously vibing with your soul and feeling aligned. What was going on? What did it feel like? What is one inspired action step that you can take within the next 24 hours to return to that feeling again? Once again, think back to a time when you were seriously vibing with your soul and feeling aligned. What was going on? And what did that feel like? And when you tap into that, what is one inspired action step that you can take within the next 24 hours to get to that feeling again? And one thing I'm downloading right now is that if you haven't experienced a time where you were seriously vibing with your soul and feeling aligned, what would that feel like for you? And when you connect to that, think about an inspired action step that you can take to get to that feeling again. And now let's power it up and illuminate it. Take a deep breath and feel into your body or your energy field where this inspiration is living. And on your next breath, feel that light we just called in, charging that spark of inspiration and crystallizing it into reality. Thanks for being here and thanks for vibing with me. I'm so looking forward to being back in this podcast space, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you more. So I'll see you again next time. Thank you for tuning into this episode. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to The Luminary Soul so you won't miss any upcoming episodes. For detailed show notes, please visit my website at theluminarysoul.co. That's theluminarysoul.co. Your support means a lot to me. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Peace.